Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, I'm Kitty. Here is a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Today, I'd like to talk about being calm. In this fractious and changeable world we live in, it's so important to try to be calm, even when you feel totally overwhelmed. Certainly not like it was before, is it? The world isn't as comfortable as it once was. With everything going on, do you feel calm? If you do, that's brilliant. The key thing is to be aware of your feelings and acknowledging when you're feeling less calm. Being aware of your feelings and emotions is a very personal thing, isn't it? We're all very unique and very different from each other. Calmness is such a personal thing. So go for whatever calming thing works for you. What brings you serenity and calmness? Here are six things that you can try to do that may help you to regain your calm or indeed keep it for longer. The first one is being outside in nature. It's something I always consider first. There's nothing better, in my opinion, than going for what I call a sensory bath out in nature. It can encourage calmness to come your way and help to expel whatever stresses you might be feeling at the time. So take yourself to a quiet spot away from external human noises and transport noises too. Sit and contemplate a while. Take off your shoes if you feel comfortable doing that. Take a sensory bath. Listen to the sounds of nature. See the colours and breadth of fauna and flora. Smell the outdoor fresh smells around you. Touch the ground beneath you. How does it feel just sitting there, absorbing the power of the natural world? Being creative is another great thing to do. It's something that you can use to zone out into, and it certainly helps you to feel in a better state of calmness. And it's something that you really feel that would boost your calmness, whatever it might be, from drawing to writing to cooking something or gardening, whatever takes your fancy. The next one, laughing a lot. Yes, I know you may be thinking, what on earth is she going on about? Well, laughing has been scientifically proven to be a way to encourage calmness. It enables you to take stock of where you are there and then, and then move forward with some clarity on your situation at the time. So, why not make a big space in your life to allow for laughing? Discover what makes you laugh and stay with it. You don't even need an audience. Number four, you could take up a calmness practice. A lot of people I know swear by Tai Chi, yoga or sound baths. There are loads more to enable calmness to stay with them longer. Calmness practices, such as I mentioned, enable you to get in touch with your inner self and your feelings, be more aware of your surroundings, and also feel where your body is holding the tension. This allows you to recognise when you need to regain your calm, and then you can do something about it. The next one is breathing consciously. This is such a great thing to do to help you in times of need, as focusing on your breathing helps you to be more calmer and it also reduces tension in your body. There are many ways to do this if you look on the internet, but my favourite is this one. All you need to do is close your eyes, take a deep, full breath, hold it in for about 4 seconds and then slowly exhale. Do this a few times or whatever suits you personally. Concentrate on your breathing and try to give your total attention to it during the exercise. And finally, do something you love. Have some me time. Something that occupies your time and diverts you away from a specific issue troubling you is also a great way to be calmer. This could be absolutely anything, from a nice hot bath to a bit of me time, a long chat over tea and cake with a good friend. Whatever takes your fancy, just enjoy the change to your life and embrace the calmness. I will finish up now with a Short Saying About Calmness. It's by Francis de Sales. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Great words, I say. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Listen out for the next one.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.